We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hit and Run, Sundays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Jason Hammel talking about his kids who don't really love to watch baseball. Because I had mentioned to him that my son doesn't love to watch baseball. If only I could get my son on the line. If only I could find him and track him down.
I'm right here.
Oh, there you are. Hi, buddy. Ruben, do you like watching baseball with me?
A little.
Just a little, though, right? It's okay to say no.
Not really.
Why not?
Because to me, like, when they play, it kind of feels like they're kind of bragging and showing people, but they're not bragging, but it just still feels like it to me.
It looks like they're showing off, like, how good I am and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What if they are really good at it, though?
They are. You can see that when you watch it.
It's time for Hit and Run with your host, Matt Spiegel.
Good morning, baseball people. Producer Sean Anderson got me good with that one. I forgot that description. Looks like they're bragging. Yeah, they are good. I like the good players. Maybe I could get my son on the line again later. I don't know if it'll be possible. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. If you are the child of a dad, which is just about everybody, I think, and they're around, happy Father's Day to your dad. And I hope you get a chance to see them. If your father has passed, I hope you have good, loving, solid memories to think about today. And we're going to talk about dads and you and yours several different times along the way today on Hit and Run. Because baseball is just kind of mixed right in there, isn't it? Right in there. It's very, very emotional and involved across generations for a lot of people, and I know I certainly am one of them. Good morning. It is Hit and Run here on 670 The Score. A few different dads will join us today along the way. My father at 940. He's a pretty good guest. He's pretty good. He's got a lot of baseball thoughts, and he's fun to talk to. So my dad at 940. At 10 o'clock, Mike Bryant, Chris Bryant's father, will be on. Looking forward to that. And at 11 o'clock, Rick Giolito, Lucas Giolito's father, will be on. Looking forward to that. At 11:40, our colleague Lawrence Holmes has been dying to talk to me about something, so we went ahead and booked him. We got him. Nailed it. Nailed it down in transition the other day. So Lawrence will be on at 11:40. We'll talk about his father and some of the baseball in his family, which has been plentiful, if you do not know. So we'll talk about that with Lawrence. And along the way, lots to discuss with you. You can call at any point, 312-644-6767. That's also the number to text, as well as we talk about two baseball teams that are struggling a little bit today. By the way, when you text, the text zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. And we are broadcasting live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. So, yeah, tough times here for the Cubs and the White Sox. Although the White Sox, you know, are very, very good. You know this by now. And they're playing in Houston against a very good Houston team. A Houston team that doesn't strike out as much as everybody else in the league. Again, every year, trash cans or not, they seem to have the best K rate of just about anybody. And they do, again, just as they did in their World Series year. The Astros are 42-28 now, 14 games over 500. The White Sox, 15 games over 500, same as the Boston Red Sox. And they are the third best record in baseball because the Oakland A's are 44-28. I guess they're the fifth best record in baseball because the Dodgers and the Giants are both ahead of them. The Giants as the best team in the game? Are you kidding me? Yeah, wouldn't have expected that to be the case here on the 20th of June. But, you know, so you're not too worried about the White Sox. You have seen them lose three in a row, one blowout, one walk-off, and yesterday, not really a blowout, but it kept getting a little bit further away. There were some moments late in that game where I thought the White Sox were going to rally. Thought maybe we'd see some of the lefties, like Brian Goodwin or Jake Lamb, in pinch hitting spots potentially yesterday. That didn't happen. And the reason that they lost is because Lance Lynn had the worst start of his White Sox career. Dude came into the game with a 1.51 ERA, best in the American League. It's now over two after that just one game because the Astros' bats are good. They just are. I don't think it's very difficult to stay calm if you're a White Sox fan right now. There are some issues in the bullpen, certainly. You don't know which righty you trust after Liam Hendricks. That's an issue. And that is especially true while Michael Kopech is on the injured list. You know, so you have some concerns, but I don't think it's difficult to stay calm. For a Cubs fan, if you're having trouble staying calm, I understand. You still should, because the Cubs are still in first place on this low end of the roller coaster, and that's where you are right now. It is a very, very low end. 5-5 in their last 10, but lost two in a row. These two have just been brutal. Yesterday was a hideous game from the Cubs, dropping pop-ups. Other pop-ups falling between two guys. The Marlins stealing all of the bases. Whatever bases were available, they stole. And Hammer and Hank Duval going yard two times again. What do we think about Hammer and Hank? I can't call him Babe Duval because he's not lefty. You know? I can't. It's like you used to call, I think Hawk Harrelson used to call Bruce Chen Cy Chen. Was that a hawkism or was that just the fans that did that? Because Bruce Chen looked great every time out against the White Sox. And then I like to go Babe for lefty hitters that are all of a sudden looking like they're going to hit 700 home runs. And Adam Duval, for the righty, I'll go Hammer and Hank. I'm standing by it. So Hammer and Hank Duval going yard again. But the issue right now for the Cubs, there's a couple of them. There's obviously the starting pitcher depth. 26 times a Cubs starting pitcher has gone less than five innings. The Padres have done it more. The Diamondbacks have done it more. That's it. Interesting that the Padres are on that list. That some of that is about aggression and going to the bullpen, but some of that is just about bad starts from pitchers. Jake Arrieta yesterday, brutal. His last nine starts, his ERA is 7.58. Averaging less than five innings in each of those starts. It's a rough go right now for Jake Arrieta. Adbert Alzolay will come back tomorrow. That is a big deal. It's a big, big deal. He's the second best starting pitcher on that team. Kyle Hendricks has been really good of late. He's won his last seven starts with an ERA under three. But Adbert Alzolay has been that dude. He had six starts, a run of six starts where the ERA was under three and he walked five guys. He'd been pitching with a blister for one of those starts. But then that next start, when he only went three innings, he walked five because it was the blister that made him a little bit wild. He'd been trying to pitch with it. Finally decided to sit down for a little while, and he has, and hopefully the blister is healed well, and he will pitch tomorrow. And that is a very, very good thing. They need him badly. Alec Mills for the Cubs will go today. So, look, starting pitching, a big issue for the Cubs, but it's the offense, man. The offense has been grim. 670 The Score is where you are. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. The Cubs offense, the last 30 days, In on-base percentage, dead last. Dead last. If you feel like, as you're watching Cubs games, they're not getting on base, that's because they're not. 30th in on-base percentage. 26th in OPS, that's on-base plus slugging. The great on-base plus slugging. Very simple stat. You look at that. If you see it around 800 for an individual, that's pretty good. But for a team, 26th for the Cubs. They're 25th in walks. Here's what's happening with the Cubs, and I'm sure you've felt it. You've probably read about it and this kind of thing. The last 30 days, they're second in home runs. Yay! Hitting lots of home runs. Second in all of MLB. But they're 21st in runs scored in the last 30 days. And as I mentioned, 30th in on-base percentage. The offense has regressed back to dangerous levels of home run dependency. It is super frustrating. It's what we had seen for years before. And then all of a sudden this year, there was that stretch where you're like, oh my God, the lineup has been diversified. Matt Duffy is here. And I'm serious, I had Matt Duffy fever for a while. Nico Hoerner didn't start the year, but he came up. And look at that guy. Look at these contact guys. Eric Sogard's contact bat had been a good thing. Sogard's bat has not been good lately. He pitched yesterday, by the way. He had the only 1-2-3 inning of the entire Cubs game in an 11-1 loss. Sogard went 1-2-3 of the night. That was the only 1-2-3 inning. But they need some guys back. They need Hoerner back. They need Duffy back. We've heard nothing about Matt Duffy's injury or anything about him being close. Nico Hoerner now is doing full field work but not running full speed is what I read. Getting those guys back would be very, very helpful because the offense has regressed. There is no diversification, and it's tough to watch. There was a stretch there at the beginning where they were brutal to watch, painful to watch. And then they got really, really fun for a long time. And now they've kind of become a little bit more difficult for people. I hear from people. I talk to people, viewers, fans, having issues watching the games. Like, oh man, I can't turn this on. I can't watch this. It's frustrating because certain guys are having very, very bad Junes. Jason Hayward, 11 games in June, 37 plate appearances. He's hitting .125. That's not good. The OPS is under 500 for Jason Hayward in June. Ian Happ, 16 games in June, 5-45 in June, hitting .111 with an OPS under 500. And here's another problem, is that Chris Bryant has had a bad June too. His OPS under 500 in his June slump as well. Sahadev Sharma with a good deep dive on The Athletic the other day about how Bryant is not pouncing on the pitches that he's getting in the center of the plate. He's missed several of them, fouled off a bunch, but he's not getting many. So that's the thing. They're trying to get Bryant to chase, and he's been chasing a little bit. I think that he will come back. I think that he will come back and be what he was in the early part of the year because his changes in the offseason were real and they have been spectacular. We'll talk to Mike Bryant about those at the top of the hour. Very much looking forward to that. So Cubs offense last 30 days has been rough. They need to get back into that mindset of contact, that mindset. And David Ross even talked about it yesterday, that it's okay to get a hit every once in a while. Home runs are awesome. Just wants to score runs, but it's okay to get a hit. Batting average is still a thing, is what Ross said. I loved reading that. Because it's not just about going up there and homering and hitting it like hell. Nah. Batting average is still a thing. Get up there and move it around a little bit. And that can be very, very contagious when certain guys are doing it well. But again, you've got to stay calm for the baseball season. I mean, unless you're enjoying being mad, it could be that, you know, baseball and the season is giving you a vessel for your emotions and frustrations and joy along the way. And if that's you and you're sitting there mad and frustrated as a Cub fan or a White Sox fan about the last 3 days, then you do you. I like to try and stay calm with this stuff because it is a crazy, absurd marathon. The National League Central has four teams within 3.5 games of each other. They've lost a combined 12 games in a row. Those four teams, the non-Pirates, have lost 12 straight. All of those four teams are in at least a two-game losing streak. The Brewers have lost 5 games in a row. Oh, before their win late last night, I should say. So they had lost 5 in a row. But this division is still going to be right there for you. And it's not time to declare yourself a full buyer, a full seller. I'll be shocked if they're not a buyer. I don't think there's time for them to regress deep enough that Jed Hoyer pivots back to seller. I don't think you're going to see that. But I know that some of you are thinking about it that way and trying to figure out what they are. I think they're a pretty good team. They have been a pretty good team. They just need to get back to some of the offensive approach that they had. And certain guys need to get going. And if guys aren't going to get going, then maybe they can't be played all the time. I'll tell you, the two guys I'm really worried about on this Cubs team are Jason Hayward, because it's hard to imagine him. It's hard to imagine him taking offensive leaps forward. He did last year a little bit, but he's got a. It's hard to imagine that happening again. And Jake Arrieta. I'm worried about Jake. I'm worried that this might just be what Jake is now, because he doesn't quite have the pinpoint control you need to have when your stuff starts to decay and you're changing your style and being a different kind of pitcher. That means you have to control it beautifully, perfectly. And I'm not seeing that from Jake right now. They've got to make a move for a starting pitcher, and maybe the time is very, very soon to do that. So look, lots to talk about with these two teams, and we open the phone lines to you right now at 312-644-6767. It is Father's Day. My dad at 9:40, Mike Bryant at 10, Rick Giolito at 11. And starting after the Bryant conversation, I'm going to open the phone lines to you guys, and I want to hear about you and fathers and baseball. I want to hear about it. Love doing it every year. And we'll do that after about 10:15. But right now, talk to me about your troubled teams, if you are troubled, or are you staying calm? Staying calm, Cub fans? White Sox fans, as I said, probably easier for you. But we've got a little time to take your phone calls if you want to hop in at 312-644-6767. On a Father's Day, it's Hit and Run. Matt Spiegel, Sean Anderson with you right here on 670 The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I don't know what else to do with that one, but flush it and on to the next one for sure. We didn't play very well in any facet of the game, to be honest with you. Like, you know, hitting, pitching, base running, defense. Just not our day. Flush that one.
That's Ross, David Ross, talking about yesterday's Cubs game. It was ugly, 11-1. A Jason Hayward solo homer late was all the runs that there were. Yeah. They have three runs or fewer that they've scored in each of the last seven games. Three runs or fewer in each of the last seven. In the last six games, every run is via the home run. That's what I was talking about in segment number one. the offense has regressed back to homer or nothing. It's super frustrating to watch. It really is. 670 The Score is where you are. It is Hit and Run. 312-644-6767. Lots of dad conversation coming to you, starting with my dad at 940, Mike Bryant at 10, Rick Giolito at 11. But right now, to the phone lines we go, and this is Jesse in Elmhurst. Jesse, good morning. You are on Hit and Run on 670 The Score. How are you? Phone issue. No worries. You know, usually I hit the Father's Day stuff much earlier in the show, but I felt like I needed to talk real baseball, hardcore baseball, for your Sunday morning a little bit. And then as the morning goes on and your morning blooms a bit, perhaps you're outside, you put the headphones on and you go mow the lawn. Maybe get into the garage, start working on the car. Then it'll be a little bit more relaxed with dadness, big piles of dadness. As always, I've collected all sorts of baseball dad data in terms of fathers and sons playing together, one father managing another. Got all kinds of stuff for you. Third generation MLB families. Go ahead and let your mind run on that. You probably know them. Do you know all of them? I don't know. There's a third-generation umpire family, a third-generation broadcaster family that I know you know, and more. We'll talk about all that stuff along the way. But phone lines are back and working, and we go to Jesse in Elmhurst, first up on Hit and Run. Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, thank you for having me this morning.
Absolutely. What's going on?
Hey, so, yeah, I got a couple of thoughts on my mind. I'm a hardcore Cubs fan, always loved them. I actually got to go to a couple of games this year so far, and I have a pretty good ratio, surprisingly. I mean, they've been doing pretty well lately.
Yeah, you're 2 for 2. I was going to say, you have a pretty good ratio in two games. You better be 2 for 2. That's the only way that can qualify. So that's good.
they've been playing good ball. I follow every day. I either listen to the radio or I watch the games. These last games here have been disappointing. Hopefully they avoid the sweep today. I'm feeling pretty confident with Mills pitching today, which I feel like they should have. I know he got on the IL, but I feel like they should have had him in that rotation, which I really don't get. I think they wanted to use him, you know, like a clutch guy because he could kind of do it all, you know. If they keep him in that rotation, that drives my optimism a little bit more up. If they do, I 100% agree with you on Arrieta. He did recently have our last series with San Diego. He actually did pitch a pretty solid game. He went 5 innings. I believe he gave up no runs. I thought he might have rediscovered himself there a little bit, you know, and then we see him pitch another couple starts after that, and we're like, oh, my goodness. But,
yeah. I hear you, Jesse. Thank you for the call, man. Appreciate it very much. It's, you know, the thing with Mills is that he's similar in profile and style a bit to Hendricks and Davies. So I think there was a resistance to have three guys like that in the pen, or in the rotation, excuse me. He's talking about the Arrieta start on the 9th of June at San Diego, went 5 innings, gave up 1 run, struck out 6. And yeah, that's the one time that he's given up just 1 earned run or less since the beginning of May. So there was a real bad start at Cincinnati, where he gave up 7 earned runs on April 30th. And then he went on the IL for a little while and came back, and it's been mostly not very good for Jake. And I worry that some difficult decisions are going to have to be made regarding Jake during the course of this year at some point. He's the fifth starter. He is a fifth starter these days. But they don't have a lot. They need Alzolay back, need Trevor Williams back, because he showed them flashes of possibilities. Davies had been great, but was brutal, obviously, on Friday. And they need to go get one. Maybe it's Kyle Gibson in Texas. I've talked about some of these names. Maybe it's John Gray in Colorado. Maybe it's Jose Berríos. If the Twins are feeling ready to part, they need a big arm. And yes, I know, this is where you insert your Yu Darvish thoughts. You know what's funny about that? It's not really funny, but what's funny about that is the other thing that they could really use it being solidified among, you know, among other things, backup catcher. Backup catcher would be really good. Now you're on to Jose Lobatone. Let's count the backup catchers this year. Tony Walters, Austin Nola, PJ Higgins, Jose Lobatone. Am I missing one? I might be. I think they've used five different backup catchers, which is, you know, not a huge deal because Wilson Contreras has caught the most innings of anybody in all of MLB. So, you know, but it's ironic that backup catcher and true number one ace would be the big thing. Lobatone, I said Austin Nola, I meant Austin Romine, PJ Higgins, Tony Walters. Yeah. So four different backup catchers. Caratini. It's pretty good. Walked it off the other night for the San Diego Padres. This is Don in LaGrange Park. Don, now on 670 The Score on Hit and Run. Good morning.
Morning, Matt. How are you?
I'm very good.
Good. On the Cubs pitching front, it's been very frustrating for me to hear this endless debate about Cubs versus Cubs as buyers versus Cubs as sellers. Because the implication that it's a one or the other proposition. You named three or four really interesting pitchers that would help this rotation. The Cubs do not have the currency in their minor league system to compete with all of the other teams, including the Cardinals, that need to augment their starting pitching. And Paul Sullivan's column at Trip today, I thought, really made a compelling point. The Cubs are going to have to trade one of those core three potential free agents to even get a whiff of any of these really strong potential impact starting pitchers. Brennan Davis, Braylon Marquez, beyond that, I just don't know that there's any depth in the system to attract a trade for one of those other guys. And then the other point I made quickly about Jason Hayward, to me, he is simply not a major league hitter anymore. I'm hoping that when Matt Duffy comes back, he can settle in third. They can move Bryant to right and let Hayward sub in as a defensive replacement and do some pinch hitting. But beyond that, I have no hope for him. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Don. Yeah, it's tough, but I'm pretty close to you right there in terms of thinking about that being the right role for Jason Hayward at this point. It's just such a good guy, such a strong teammate, a terrific motivational speaker, as we know, in an 18-minute rain break in Cleveland on a Wednesday night, November 2, 2016. A terrific defensive right fielder, all of that. But it's getting very, very difficult to watch him at the plate. And now it's a few years. It's a pretty large body of work. I know he's going to keep working, obviously. And he did homer yesterday. So, but I understand there are certain guys. I said it in segment one. There's just a couple of guys I'm having trouble finding the positivity on. And that's Hayward at the plate right now and Arrieta on the mound. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Let's go to Jason in the car, who was on Hit and Run on The Score. Hello, Jason.
Hey, Speaks. Great to talk to you. A longtime fan of yours. I really appreciate you, man. So
Thanks, man.
I just wanted to say, I think as far as the Cubs and the Sox go, I think it's all about perspective. Before the season, I had no expectations for the Cubs this year based on what they did and didn't do in the offseason. So this is a fun ride, and I'm happy to be on it. And then from the Sox perspective, it's just really disappointing to see all the injuries pile up because that's what's hindering them. If everybody was there, I think that they'd be far and away the best team in Major League Baseball. And then the main thing I wanted to talk to you about, though, was the sticky stuff. I told the producer, when I think about what Major League Baseball is trying to do with these umpires checking the pitchers, it's akin to the referees checking the wrestlers before a wrestling match in WWE. It's comical. I'm picturing a pitcher with, like, Vaseline under his hat, and, like, he takes his hat off to give it to the umpire, and then takes, you know, as the umpire's looking at the hat, he moves the Vaseline to his back pocket, you know, and then when he gives him the glove, he moves it somewhere else. I mean, it's just comical. I can't believe they're trying to do this, Speaks. I'm going to hang up and listen.
Thanks, Jason. I appreciate it. The irony, of course, is that Vaseline is not the stuff right now, because Vaseline helps reduce spin. Right now, it's about the sticky stuff that increases spin. Yeah, man, that's tomorrow. Tomorrow is enforcement day, and we'll see who the first couple of guys to get popped are. I wonder if guys will be just so afraid to go without that they'll be trying to be super sneaky. You think it's become detective work already. It starts tomorrow in earnest. I mean, and you know there's local guys. You see what they do when they go to their glove or when they go to their hat every time, and it's part of their routine, right? Well, what's up there? Now there's not supposed to be anything. Now it's supposed to be just rosin and sweat. Just whatever sweat you have to mix with the rosin from the rosin bag, and that's all you get. And I don't know if that's going to fly. I understand why they didn't use go to the allowing like the sunscreen and the rosin, and maybe they'll end up having to allow that. But then you're asking umpires to differentiate sunscreen from firm grip, from spider tack, from homemade stuff with super blow pops that are melted down. Yes, that's a thing. You know, the different things that the team chemists had come up with or clubhouse guys had come up with, and then they get texted to ask for help in a sticky situation. It's going to be crazy. Because asking umpires to check that is outrageous, you know? Tell you what, nobody differentiates firm grip from sunscreen like Laz Diaz. He's the best. He's got a nose for that. Tell you what. Man, Angel Hernandez, he knows. He can tell what Spider-Tac smells like. He's got that down. Terrific nose for Spider-Tac on Angel Hernandez. By the way, he's still terrible, Angel Hernandez. Still absolutely terrible. Anybody see what he did on at the Cubs game on Friday night? After a long delay, Angel Hernandez comes out and signals safe twice and then pumps the fist to signal out after a review. And nobody understood what the hell the call was. It's about a pickoff at first. And he signaled three different things and pointed to different bases. And then clearly, like, waved his hands like it was somebody else's fault when it was obviously his fault. He's the worst and continues to be the worst. My God. Well, look, I know there is frustration. I know there is sadness. I know there is the low end of the roller coaster. I know there is a desire to try and stay calm. And I know that tales of baseball and fathers will probably help. We'll start with mine next. And we'll talk about yours throughout the rest of the show. Here on Hit and Run, Mike Bryant at the top of the hour, Rick Giolito at 11. My pop's next on 670 The Score.
As you know, I don't know if your fans know, but I'm been a Red Sox fan since 1941, actually, and that's mm-hmm. probably no coincidence that it was the year that Williams was so good. And they just don't. I don't know that Mookie Betts trade and many more has really soured me a little bit. But yes, I must tell you, I read the box score every single day and probably don't go to sleep at night until I know if they won or lost. But I say to everybody, it doesn't interest me anymore, but I'm not telling the truth.
That is Herb Spiegel, my pop, revealing that he still looks at the box scores every day. Tells people he's not interested, but he's not telling the truth. I wonder if that's still true. Good morning to all. Happy Father's Day to the dads out there, including mine, who joins us right now on 670 The Score. Herb Spiegel.
Happy to you.
What's that?
I said happy Father's Day to you. I really got a kick out of hearing Ruben start the show.
You heard that, right? You heard his voice?
Yeah, of course I heard it.
I don't even know if Ruben knows he was on the show already today. But yes, his voice was there. Talking about baseball players looking like they're bragging as they play.
Yes, but that, I love that.
It's just because they're good. It's because they're good. And some of them look that way. Pops, good morning. I love you. I'm blessed to have you healthy and perky and as sharp as you are. And a lot of people don't have that. So thanks for taking care of yourself, sir.
Thank you. I've been lucky and, you know, for a lot of reasons. The doctor asks what my secret is, and I say, well, genes helped. You know, my mother lived to 99 years old, so your grandmother lived to 99, so we're doing all right.
Yes. Where did your love for baseball come from, and did it have anything to do with your own father? These are questions I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask Chris Bryant's father at 10, and Lucas Giolito's father at 11. I've got a couple quickies for dads in baseball, and I'll start with you. Where did your love for the game come from? Did it have anything to do with your own father?
My father used to take us on the train from Trenton, New Jersey to Philadelphia to what was called Scheib Park. Became Connie Mack Stadium. The Philadelphia Athletics used to play there. Mm-hmm. And I was 8 years old, and he took me to see this young guy, skinny guy, he would say, hit a baseball, and of course it turned out to be Ted Williams. I was 8 years old, and that was the year he hit 406, and that really turned me on to the Red Sox. Before that, I used to root for the Detroit Tigers. I don't think you ever knew that. Not for very long, only because I liked the name Schoolboy Row. I said anybody names their player Schoolboy, I had a root for. But it never went away, Matt. The love of baseball has never gone away. And I love the little clip you played because it's true. I watch every day. I look at the box score. And they're having a pretty good year. I became a Red Sox fan. I know that you have Chris Bryant's father coming on later, and I believe you told me that he modeled Chris's swing after Ted Williams. Swing.
He did. So this is the Ted Williams portion of the show, these next 30, 40 minutes.
It's pretty exciting from Chicago, yet they're talking about the Red Sox.
I know. Were your children interested in baseball on their own? Like, were they interested on their own?
Why don't you ask one of my children?
Okay. Yeah, I was. It's a good call.
Yeah, were they interested? Some were. I mean, we have, and I must say, without being a traitor, that they did all become Red Sox fans because I lived in New Jersey where everybody was a Yankee fan, and I always went for the underdog, and it's just something they inherited. I don't know if they, well, if I did them a favor.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because we didn't have a choice. But, I mean, like your dad was a Yankee fan, right? So I think...
Yeah, but not rabid. My dad was such a good guy that he knew I rooted for the Red Sox. He said he was a natural Yankee fan, but he always was happy to see the Red Sox win because he was that kind of a guy.
I gotcha. But see, my I thought that you were kind of going contrarian. You were going like against dad, rebelling a little bit when you fell in love with the evil Red Sox. No,
not at all.
Ah, oh, okay. See,
debunks one of the theories. No,
damn
he
it.
Was my dad was a good guy, and he if I won at the Red Sox, he would, you know, he would say he might have been a Yankee fan, but he wanted what I wanted.
Well, you know how some kids are like that. In our family, my nephew Finn is a contrarian fan. That's always been my take on it anyway. I remember sitting watching a game with him, and he's like, who are you rooting for? Yeah, I'm rooting for them. Like, he goes with the other one. So some kids are like that, and there's nothing wrong with it. Let me ask you this, Pops. Something that I love about the game that I realize I still love is, like, individual stories of development, you know, guys figuring out what they do poorly and working on it and finding a way and just working so hard and getting better. And sometimes it even happens later in their careers. I love those kinds of stories, that sort of personal narrative. And I feel like I got some of that from you. Do you love that part of it?
I absolutely do. I see how people who have come out of slumps and people who have changed their pitching and you were talking about one earlier, the guy who was Arrieta, who was is in the midst of changing the way he throws. That's all very exciting. I can't explain it. I don't think the baseball players and are the smartest people in the athletes that ever lived, but I think that the game itself is really an intellectual game. It's a game of opportunities. It's a game of skill. It's a thinking person's game, I don't think they're on the same level as a lot of other athletes, but it satisfies me. And the truth is, I could tell you what happened last night at the Red Sox game, to all the games, the White Sox. I'm thrilled that both Chicago teams, obviously, they're having such good years. And that's because of what I got from my father. My father wanted the Red Sox for me, and I wanted the Chicago teams for you.
Oh, see, that's lovely. I think, by the way, that enjoyment of the narrative and of the human development part of it, I got in part, I'm realizing, from a book that I got from you, Bill Stern's Baseball Story.
Right. Wasn't he some? I think years later they found out they were all almost lies. I think he made up most of those stories. But yeah, I watched, I listened to Bill Stern.
Really? We don't need, I didn't, are they lies? Now I'll have to check back into it and dig it. So how did it feel when your sons or when your children became fans of the same team that you rooted for? Was that satisfying to realize, oh my God, I've got company here?
I don't know. If they wanted to stay in the house, they wanted to be fed, they had to be Red Sox fans. You know what? No, it was, can you take the scars? I always say Red Sox fans have a Bucky Dent scar, and they have a Joe Morgan scar, and certainly a Lou Boudreau scar. No, you have to, it develops character, rooting for losing teams. And, my first world, the first World Series game I ever saw, you took me to see the Cubs and who they play?
The Dodgers? Indians. No. The Indians. Yep.
The Indians. Mm-hmm. That was my first World Series game, and it was just the thrill being there with you and seeing the atmosphere of the Cub fans. It reminded me of when your mother went to a Bruce Springsteen concert. She says, "Herb, they do things just the opposite. They stand up when they stand up when he's playing and sit down when he's not playing." And I went to the Cubs game, and there it was, the same thing. They sat down, they stood up for the game and sat down for the in between innings. Mm-hmm. It was great. But baseball has a lure, and because we've been playing trivia for your entire life. And you still don't know who Manny Alexander was, huh?
Manny Alexander? Oh, that's right, because you gave me all the questions. You gave me this unbelievable list of trivia questions, but you gave it to me in answer form. You gave me 50 answers for my 50th birthday, and there was a lot of great ones in there. Harry Steinfeld, Chicagoans. Right. I bet some Chicagoans know who Harry Steinfeld was. He was the third baseman on the Cubs when they had Tinkers to Evers to Chance. Nobody thinks about Harry Steinfeld. But yeah, no, what was the Manny Alexander trivia question to go with him as the answer?
You ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
He was the replacement for Cal Ripken when he came out of his the long string he had.
See, I should know that. That's great. Yeah, that's really good. I did not realize.
I'll give you one last one because I know you got important people coming on. You remember Vic Wertz?
Yes, I remember Vic Wertz. Vic Wertz hit the ball that Willie Mays caught, right?
Exactly. Probably the most sensational defensive catch of all time. Okay, we're even. You missed Matty Alexander, but you got Vic Wertz.
Oh, Matty Alexander, that's a good one, Pops. Now I will remember that forever. Hey, say hello to your grandson who's sitting here on my lap, been listening a while.
Hi,
Ruben.
Hi.
I love you.
I love you too.
That's pretty neat. He doesn't.
I heard you on the radio this morning.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Pops, tell him something you love about watching baseball games. Give him something that, because he doesn't love watching games too much, and that's okay. But maybe tell him something that you like to watch when you watch games.
Well, it's a game of individuals playing a team sport, and I love to see how the individuals become part of the game. That's what I love. One of the things I love about baseball. Plus, it's probably the only sport where people always they reminisce about who was. And, you know, you don't hear that too much about football and baseball on the basketball. Mm-hmm. It is a remember your history because you didn't like history in high school. And I said, what's the difference between history and baseball trivia? And I think that helped you a lot.
it absolutely did. But that's great advice, Rue. It's individual players, but in a team game.
A team game. Yeah. That's what I like. Yes.
All right. Cool. Hey, Rue. Let's say happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, Grandpa.
Thank you very much. I love you, my youngest grandchild.
All right, Pops. I love you. And the listeners.
Thanks for calling.
Of course. The listeners say nobody's more important than you. Yeah, it's nice that you're saying there's more important people, but nobody's more important than you from the listeners.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Love you,
All right,
brother.
Pops. Have a great day. That's my dad. That's Herb Spiegel. Hey, Rue. Okay, buddy. Love you much.
Love you, Grandpa.
He's gone. Thanks, buddy. You're the best. All right, it's 670 The Score. It's Hit and Run. Spiegel here with you on a Sunday morning. Chris Bryant's dad, Mike Bryant, coming up next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.